Well, good morning, Health Masters family. How are y'all doing today? Good. I'm glad you guys are doing good. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research and some of the biggest messes on this table that I can try to not make, but I still do. Got the purple sticks. Had to make one here in a second. I know yesterday, like, the entire world had glitches with the internet with Cyber Monday, including Shopify. I know our website was up and running, but we had some issues with the phones, some issues on the back end. No issues that affected y'all, just more admin problems.
Well, they couldn't get, yeah.
Well, yeah. It was a lot. I know there's a bunch of companies that are having issues yesterday just because the servers got overloaded with everybody online. And so I want to make sure I extended the Cyber Monday sale on the Purple Stick since we did have those glitches one last day. That will end tonight at midnight. That was going to be a one-day sale on it, but I had a lot of people call us up today and this morning and yesterday trying to get a hold of us, and our phones were busy and everything. So we're here for you. Sometimes we do get busy. Thank you for your patience. We appreciate that. And if you guys noticed, I've got the new Health Masters hats back in. We ran out, and all the back orders are out. So if you need one of these fancy hats, support Health Masters.
Are we going to see what you look like without a hat on?
Oh, we're all the time without a hat.
With your hair all muffy like it looks right now?
No, we're not going to figure my hat off on the show right now. But be sure to get them on the site if you want them. They just came in, so I threw one on for the show. And check them out at healthmasters.com along with the other kits and specials we have on sale right now. Also including, I haven't really talked about it as much because it's been overshadowed by everything else, the prostate support was product of the week.
Great product.
Everything else going on, everybody kind of forgot about the prostate support. This, we talked about it last week, incredibly good for overall prostate health. On sale for over 10% off for product of the week. So check that out as well. Last day on sale today. And what couple articles are you going to be covering today? I got some wild stuff.
I've got a great one, and I got a phenomenal segue.
Do you?
It's the ultimate segue.
Let's hear it.
Can't wait. Your impatience may be genetic, and it's linked to 212 health conditions.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
I know you.
Now I can't wait.
In a nutshell, scientists identified 11 genetic regions linked to delayed discounting, the tendency to choose immediate rewards over larger future ones, in a study of nearly 135,000 people, in other words, testing patients. I don't want to have to phrase it that way. It sounds weird. It does. It sounds weird. People with genetic dispositions would be impatient showed associations with 212 medical conditions, including addiction, obesity, heart disease, and chronic pain through environmental factors play a larger role than genes.
Interesting.
The genetic relationship isn't that simple. While impatient links to ADD, ADHD, depression, and smoking, the opposite pattern appears in conditions like OCD, anorexia, and schizophrenia. Well, if you're schizophrenic, you don't really get impatient because you just shift to another personality.
I was about to say.
Where people generally prefer waiting for larger periods. And it goes on, would you take $50 a day or would you wait a month for $100? What do you do? What do you want? You want
50 to 100, 30-day spread? Okay. That's a horrible argument.
Right, let's do it this way. Would you take $500 today or $1,000 in a month?
Well, depending on how quickly I can invest the $500, what my return yield would be.
I would actually wait for the $1,000 for the month.
Yeah, depends what I could do with the $500, though.
Well, the interest rates are so bad right now, what difference it makes.
Yeah.
Of course, with gold and silver, you took
$500. I was about to say, throw $500 in silver 5 days ago, and, goes up $10 an ounce.
Your answer reveals more about your health than you might expect. Scientists have discovered that the ability to delay gratification is partly written in our DNA, and people who struggle to wait are more likely to develop problems such as addiction, obesity, heart disease, chronic pain, and earlier health issues. And I'm going to add this in there, too. When you have to have a dopamine trigger right now, a lot of times you make purchases you don't need.
That's true.
With money you don't have to impress people you don't know. That's a fact. A genetic study of nearly 135,000 people pinpoints 11 locations of the human DNA that is called delayed discounting. The findings reveal that impatience isn't just a personality quirk or a matter of willpower. It's inheritable, and its biological roots show up across many areas of mental and physical health. Now, being German DNA, I guess I'm impatient about some things. In other words, when I see somebody doing something they shouldn't ought to do, it used to really bother me. I remember one time. There was this lady that I knew way back when, and she was married, and I was married, and all of a sudden, she shows up, and she looks absolutely awful with her makeup. And I said to Sharon, I said, somebody needs to say something to her about her makeup. Ladies, this is a long time ago. I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. And I remember Sharon just chewed me out. She said, "What are you doing? You can't tell her how to wear makeup." I'm like, "But she looks awful." And because, you know, Sharon was like a makeup artist, right? And so I started laughing, and Sharon says, "You can't be telling people what to do all the time." Now, here's the problem. When you go through life and you make a lot of mistakes, which I've done, right? And you have a lot of consequences from mistakes, which I've had. And all of a sudden you realize that there are a lot of people that are making the same mistake that you made to cause that same consequence. You kind of want to get involved with people sometimes that you don't need to get involved with. Am I right or wrong, Austin?
That's a true statement.
And you want to start making suggestions to them. And you start saying, "Well, I've been there, done that. Here's what happened." In other words, if you see somebody and you know what they're eating and you know that you've had 100 patients all come down with cancer because they did that, you kind of want to say to them, "Hey, don't eat this. It's probably going to cause cancer." This morning I had some friends over here and they're laying some tile for me, and they both want to drop some pounds. And I told them about the berberine, and I also told them about they're drinking Red Bulls. And I said to them, I said, "You need to kind of shift over to those purple sticks. Those Red Bulls contain, you know, aspartame, which contains methanol, which is paint thinner, which interferes with liver function and the production of lipase. So you never think about the fact that you've got people coming over who can lay tile. They have no idea
what
that
they're stepping
into this, right?" If I was, they both told me, said, "Well, can you lay us out a real quick protocol, and can we get some of that berberine stuff from you?" I said, "Yeah, I'll do that for you." And reason for that is, you know, you have a tendency, if you really care about people, to try to help them. The problem is that if you start pushing yourself really hard with this, you start having all kinds of health problems associated with it, because what you can do, you can actually elevate cortisol because you get stressed out. It says vision problems, skin conditions, certain cancers, all this stuff, all linked to impatience and health. Screening for impatience and impulsivity. People with steeper discounting show higher relapse rates when trying to quit smoking. If impatience has identifiable biological roots, further treatments might be able to tap into those pathways even though they're not there yet. Okay, my mom was a heavy smoker. She was a chain smoker. And boy, was she impatient. I mean, in German you say, which means if I'm not screaming at you, it's good enough. That's terrible. I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, thousands of genetic variations contribute to these tiny little effects. And it says different types of impulsive behavior have different biological underpinnings. So what they're saying is that there's all kinds of problems that you can have if you don't have patience. Now, I know my fine son, Austin. I won't ride with him on the interstate.
I'm the pinnacle of patience. What are you talking about?
And I'm like, okay, I need to drive home, or I'm taking Uber. I'm done. I'm not dealing with this. Not everybody's this or not everybody's that. Some people are just bad drivers. Last night, I was down 559, right? No, this is crazy. I'm doing like 55 miles an hour. I'm doing
which that's the speed limit. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the guy's at a red light. He turns in front of me. And he literally turns in front of me and is driving like half a mile an hour, almost completely stops on the road.
Yeah.
I'm slamming on brakes. And I'm taking Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and see you out to dinner. And I'm like, what is going on with this guy?
Yeah.
And he's just driving. And he speeds up, slows down. And so I'm thinking either he's drunk.
Yeah.
Or he's distracted. Or somebody is doing something they shouldn't be doing in that car. And they're not paying attention to how they're driving.
Or he's from up north.
Or he's an illegal immigrant who has an
yeah.
One day I pulled out on that road and some immigrant flies around me on a double yellow line, hits my mirror.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I pulled over. I said, "What the heck's wrong with you?" And I gassed it, and she gassed it too, and then went around me, hit my mirror. And so I told her, I said, "I'm not going to argue with you." She barely speaks. She said, "I'm calling the police." "No police!" She jumped in the car and takes off. Probably thought they were going to call immigration service.
Oh, 100%.
And I thought to myself, wow. So when you get into a situation where you're in a constant flight or fight syndrome constantly because you're around people that basically are not doing what you want them to do, you need to ask yourself a question, okay? Why is it your problem?
And it's not.
Okay? Remember we did the analogy of the poop-throwing monkey. If you got a monkey that throws poop and he ain't your monkey, it ain't your problem. Just step away from the monkey and let it go, okay? But sometimes you got to realize that you can't just kind of try to manipulate, micromanage the world. I've learned a long time ago with employees. You tell them what to do, you leave them alone, let them get it done.
Well, yeah, because a lot of times, man, people don't necessarily want unsolicited advice all the time on how to run their entire life. It gets quite annoying to most people.
It does.
It really does. And with business, and I've learned that as well, if you got good people that work for you and they're doing their job and getting
alone.
Stuff done, let them go. With German, with Fruchtloaf.
Yeah,
let them be.
I remember one time we were tearing out some soffits, and some beams on the back porch. We did the remodel 20 years ago. And finally, you know, and I was, and they weren't doing it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm paying them by the hour, and that's different.
Oh yeah.
That's different. Because now you're paying somebody by the hour, and they're not doing it right, and they're gonna have to come back and do it again. And it's on your clock. You got a right at that point to say something. Yeah. If they're doing it by the job, let them do what they want. If it's not right, have them do it again. Yeah. And I finally told them, I said, they were tearing out some 2x8, 2x12 beams. Yeah. And half of them were rotten, half of them weren't rotten. And they were loaded with 20 penny nails. I mean, they were unbelievably nailed. Remember that?
Yeah.
And finally, I told my contractor, I said, I'm giving them my chainsaw.
Yeah.
They were trying to pull the beams apart, the 2x12s apart.
What happened?
It wasn't happening. And they piddled with it for 30 minutes and didn't accomplish anything. So finally I said, we're going to take my chainsaw and we're going to take these down. He goes, well, you'll ruin your blade. I said, I don't care. It's a $30 blade. Don't care.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have it done. And they were done literally in 10 minutes. And but so, you know, sometimes you have to get involved, but other times you don't. Ronnie told me, my contractor said, just let them get it done. If it's not right, you can tell them to do it over again.
Yeah.
Those ones got by the job. So that was okay, too.
That's well, especially if you're dealing with professionals. I dealt with this in my house, and and that's why I kind of step back sometimes. Sometimes you get really good subs in. And they're doing their job, and
leave
then you want to come in and inject your opinion. Why don't you do it this way? And they're like, just let us handle this.
Well, know what they do. They immediately hit you with a change order.
Yeah, they'll like that. We can do it your way. It's another $1,000.
Another $500 change order. You're like, yeah. I told you just to put the tile straight. Nope, you changed it. It was crooked. I wanted to lay it crooked. But you can't. You got to do it right. Nope, $500 change order. You said something to me.
No, my crew's better than that. My Venezuelan crew.
Remember that? Remember that contract we were going to hire, and he said, you can't come to the job site at all.
Oh, yeah, without me present.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, it's my house. who's cutting the checks
now,
on this?
Talking about impatience, here's the segue. I'm about as impatient as I'm going to get with Quentin Tarantino. He recalled laughing through the Passion of the Christ, getting kind of turned on by the beating when Jesus is being killed.
Really? That's pretty sloppy.
Well, you know, he shouldn't have said that.
No.
You know? He said, I remember laughing a lot the first time we saw Mel Gibson's 2004, The Passion of the Christ. He says in a new podcast, which he also praised the film as one of the favorites of the century. Tarantino didn't laugh through the entire movie, mind you, just parts where Jesus gets brutalized. You know, of course, he's Jewish.
Right.
And so, you know, he's probably really enjoying all of that stuff. But the sad part about it all is that, you know, why do you think that's funny, Tarantino? I don't think that's funny at all.
It's funny at all.
You know, just maybe you should think about how many people are Christians and don't find that funny. And for you to come out and say stuff like that, I guess your main claim to fame is Kill Bill.
It's a pretty wild movie.
Yeah, when everybody gets their heads lopped off with a sword. I mean, talk about a brutal, bloody mess. Maybe you thought that was funny, too. We probably did, actually. But you know, if you're going to have those kind of opinions when you got a major religion in the world who loves Jesus,
that's true.
Maybe you just need to keep your mouth shut and not try to micromanage the rest of us telling you it's a funny video proportion of this. That's my segue. I know what you got here.
No, I was going to go with
patience. Oh, this stuff
is
great. This stuff is great.
Yes, this is actually one of the products I have found many times over the years that really helps out with stress, physical and emotional, and also calming your butt down sometimes. And just kind of.
I gave this to Mancow one time.
Yeah.
And he said, man, stuff works great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely, like I said, if you got issues with impatience, over-aggression, a situation that don't call for it, this product's really good.
And one more thing I can share with you on this. This is important. If you find yourself in certain situations which cause you unbelievable stress,
yeah,
let your wife drive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. Just chill out.
Chill out.
That's the one thing nice about the RV. Traffic stops. You stop on the interstate. There's an accident. You're going to be sitting there for 2 hours. Just have dinner.
Well, I'm not even opposed to Uber. I've done that many times. I'm going to a meeting or something, and traffic's going to be stopped, and I got to work on it. I'll flip the laptop out, work in the back seat of the SUV.
Yeah.
They drive, I'd be done, pay the fee, be done with it, and that way you get stuff done and you're not sitting there when you get there all
I was in Dayton one time.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was in the RV. It has these air brakes on it, right? Well, my air pump goes out, I break an airline. So all the air leaves the tanks. And I'm stuck in the intersection by the Civic Center, downtown Dayton.
I remember that.
Were you with me?
Oh, I was with you.
Oh, yeah,
I was with you.
And so I'm like, this is great. And I mean, I'm blocking the intersection. Now, the motorhome's locked up. I immediately called, you know, for the manufacturer to come get the thing and get me somebody out there.
Drag it out of there.
You know, basically open up. They couldn't drag it. The brakes were locked. And so finally, somebody's pounding on the door. And I just shut the curtains. Everybody's flipping me off. Okay, they're all mad. They think I'm camping out in the middle of the intersection, right? And I just shut the curtains. I'm not getting cussed at anymore. I'm heck with this. And finally, somebody's banging on the door. And there's this big black cop. I mean, frighteningly large. And he's banging on the door. And he goes, you need to move this motorhome. There's no camping here. And I'm like, dude, I ain't camping. And I said, my brakes are locked. And he goes, I told you to. And he just snaps his gun. Remember, he snaps his gun.
Snaps his pistol. I'm looking. I'm like, holy crap, run your shot.
I said, you about to shoot me because my motorhome broke down? I said, I've already got towing people coming in right now. He said, you got to push out. I said, look, if you want to hook your squad car to it and push this 40,000-pound monster by yourself, knock yourself out. It breaks your log. And then he calmed back down. And he goes, oh, you broke down. I said, yeah. And so he goes behind us, which he should have done to start with, and turns his lights on. And about 10 minutes later, the guy shows up from the repair center, puts a new air hose on, bypasses something, and we got the brakes unlocked and we left. So, you know, but the point is, I didn't sit there and stress out and start shaking and quivering and scared and running around the motorhome with a little sign, don't shoot me. I just closed the curtains. I wasn't going to put myself in that state. So avoid the situations that you know. I had a friend of mine, her name was Lynn Breidenbach. She's in heaven right now. She's in heaven. And I remember she told me once, she'd be the sheriff's spokesperson for Polk County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
And she's a great lady, brilliant woman. And she told me one time, she goes, I talked about all the crime we had, you know. And she says, Ted, the reason we have crime is because people are places they don't need to be with people they don't need to be with. And that's
for the most part.
And she goes, and what happens is they get into a situation they don't want to be in. That's the people who don't normally do crime. Now, the people that are criminals, they don't care. But the point is, if you know you're going to go to a bar at noon, at 1 o'clock in the morning on on Saturday night, Sunday morning, you're going to be at the bar and everybody's drunk and you got a bunch of rednecks in there or a bunch of people who want to be in fights all the time, you're probably going to get in a fight.
I didn't tell you this. This is actually an interesting situation that happened the other day. I was in SUV with Lana. We were in Orlando over by, we were headed towards Millennium Mall, and it was about 8 o'clock at night. It was getting dark. I pulled up a red light and also this guy standing on the sidewalk. He's got earbuds in, looks like he's a complete lunatic, like total cranker, tweaker. He comes running over the SUV. I'm walking over to him fast. And I'm like, I'm looking at him and I'm like, crap, he's approaching the vehicle. And he started walking up the window. He walks up my window glass, starts knocking on the window, starts walking beside it. And I had my 43X with me and I pulled it up. And I told Lana, I said, if he breaks entry in this vehicle, I said, just cover your ears and close your eyes. And so he knocks on it again. He knocks on it again.
Was he a cop?
No, he was not a cop. He's a cranker. He's a tweaker. I mean, I'm completely cranked out. And so I'm sitting there, and my windows are real black. And he finally looks in, and he looks back, and he turns around and runs off.
Saw the gun.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't brandish it. I had it sitting down. You could not see it unless you were trying to enter my vehicle, which is completely legal in the state of Florida with open carry now. But I told her, I said, if this guy tries to break into his vehicle, I'm going to shoot him. I said, I have no option right now. I was boxing a red light. I could not go. I wasn't up front. And there's a big curb on the side. And sometimes there's situations that you don't even plan for. I mean, we're in the middle of a conversation, just talking. I saw him out of the corner of my eye. He comes beeline straight to the SUV. And I'm like, crap. I saw him. I knew he's coming over here right now. And sure enough, he came over and basically, and I think he was just cranked out. He liked the SUV, just wanted whatever, I don't know.
Probably want some money.
Yeah, probably want some money. The thing is, I learned a long time ago, when people are that aggressive towards you, I'm not breaking the window. I'm not cranking the window down. I'm not opening the door. I'm not breaking the seal. You do not break it. Because at that point in time, once you do that, you give them the ability to gain entry into the vehicle. And if I'm boxed in, I can't move the vehicle, I got to fight out of the vehicle. And that's the only thing to do, last case scenario. It's going to be really loud. It's going to hurt really bad. And it's going to be really miserable. But at the end of the day, if somebody's starting to break in and they have a blade or a fixed weapon or a gun with them, you have to be able to defend yourself immediately because you have no place to go.
I had the same thing happen in Berlin.
Yeah.
You know, with those Romanians. And
you didn't have a firearm over there.
I have a firearm.
Yeah.
They want me to roll the window down. That's absolutely no way.
No. I don't care if they look like they're just, oh my gosh, I'm so helpless and sad, and my puppy dog with me, need to crack the window down right now. Now, if you're in a situation where you see somebody and you want to give them a sign, I've done this before. I see somebody and they look like they need it, and I get a check. I've gone to Steak and Shake before and turn around and grab a cheeseburger and come back out and give people food.
Saw that for me.
There's two different levels to it, but there's a big difference between you can tell somebody that actually needs something and somebody that's acting like a complete cranker. So I want to cover that. Now, this is an interesting story. I'm going to get into this a little bit today and cover this. I told you guys I was going to cover it yesterday. Attorney General Pam Bondi, this whole thing with this CIA asset that came over here from Afghanistan and then shot both these National Guard members is getting very strange. This is a video I'm going to play for you guys. I'm going to have it put on camera for. And Pam Bondi is now saying, we're bringing the National Guard to every single city. I'm going to let you guys listen to this real quick.
And there we go. Who needs our help? So we are bringing in our National Guard to every city we possibly can. Who needs our help? And that's a lot of them. We're tied up, as you know, in a lot of court hearings right now. These young men and women in the Guard, they want to help our country. They want to be here. They are patriots, yet they will not be attacked by a radical Islamic terrorist who screams by reports, Ali Akbar, before shooting two of our Guard members.
Now, here's why I wanted to bring this up. This is very strange right now, because then you also have this massive, massive buildup of ICE agents to help out with illegal immigration, right? Well, we've seen it now that the recruitment efforts from Homeland Security through ICE has massively changed. The standard 5-month training academy for ICE agents has now dropped down to 47 days. That's less than most police academies, and these guys are federal agents. Then you have the Attorney General coming out and saying nobody can disobey federal agents' orders. Nobody can impede ICE agents. Nobody can say no to them, not even local sheriffs or municipalities. Here's the problem that I have with this, because there's two flip sides
to
this.
Wait a minute, not even local sheriffs?
No, they're saying federal agents now have full jurisdiction.
Absolutely not.
Here's the problem that I have with this. They've already said now that a lot of these candidates are being rushed through the academy before background checks are even complete, and a significant number of them are failing the physical fitness test for ICE. They've now dropped it from 5-month training academy to 47 days. Now we've got Pam Bondi on record now on this video I just played for you saying, we are bringing National Guard members to every city in the entire country now because we have to make sure we support and protect everyone.
We knew this was going to happen.
I called this up a couple months ago. So you have to understand this. We have a vetted CIA asset from Afghanistan in an article here that they blatantly talk about that this guy was a CIA asset. We bring him to the United States. Now he suddenly kills two National Guard members. Now we're suddenly putting the National Guard in every major city, and we're suddenly increasing ICE agents in every major city and running through the recruitment process at a sixth of the time that it normally takes. This is very strange because we're watching a buildup. And then you have this aspect here where it says that they've had 200,000 applications for positions at ICE now.
They're giving $50,000 signing bonus. $50,000
signing bonus, student loan repayment and forgiveness.
I want to be an ICE agent. Also.
Well, no, I'm looking, I'm like, golly, who wasn't want to be this? And so you get this massive buildup now. Because remember, in that BBB bill, they gave the ICE agency got like a $30 billion cash infusion, $30 billion in that bill, and they get another like $70 billion increase in their budget. I mean, their budget went from $10 to $15 billion a year to $100 billion this year. Why in the world are we increasing federal agents that much that we're putting in every town? We're saying it's for immigration. We're saying it's for this. No, I don't buy this anymore.
Police state.
That's exactly right. How do you get a buildup? Remember, you don't just put military on the streets and federal agents on the streets overnight. The United States is an enormous country. We're huge. The next question you have is this. What happens if they come in now to start major cities and they go, by the way, the immigration has gotten so bad and the Afghan, you know, Islamic rattles has gotten so bad, we have to temporarily suspend the Second Amendment. Everybody has to turn their firearms for 90 days. You can't say no, we're federal agents now. Well, they would never do that. Do you guys not remember what happened in Katrina? Because I remember exactly what happened in Katrina. I knew people that are over there and dealt with that over there. They had a doggone National Guard command. They were seizing firearms. There are videos of it online.
Katrina was a hurricane.
Hurricane, yes, in New Orleans, if you guys didn't know that. That was crazy. This is a weird, strange buildup, and now you got Pam Bondi coming out saying we're sending the National Guard to every major city in the United States now because we have this Islamic radical that was a CIA asset that we brought over here under that administration, by the administration. Now suddenly we have to do full federal agents and National Guard across the entire country. Something else is happening right now. And then you got this whole weird buildup in Venezuela. Now the White House is getting a bit of flack. The White House confirmed second strike on alleged drug boat survivors as lawmakers suggest it's a war crime.
It is a war crime.
Well, no, here's what happened now. Defense Secretary Peter Hegseth is facing increased bipartisan scrutiny on Capitol Hill after the initial order to kill everyone during the September 2nd attack on a suspected drug boat from Venezuela resulted in a second strike that may have violated U.S. and international law by taking out two survivors who were clinging to the ship's wreckage that was not shown on film. So they basically hit that boat. There were two other individuals out in the water. Basically, I guess they had life vests on and they're holding on to basically part of it. And they did a second drone strike on them when they're in the water. This, again, is setting up a very strange precedent now that these guys are saying it doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing. If we deem it so, we're going to execute you with a drone strike.
You know, it's interesting, you know, when that massive, you know, ship got sunk, the Bismarck in Germany, yeah, in World War II, a massive battleship. you know, they were picking up survivors, and suddenly they thought they saw a torpedo or a submarine or something picking up, you know, and they say they abandoned over 1,000 people in the water. Just let them die because the water was 50 degrees. Yeah. I mean, within an hour, you're going to be hypothermic.
Dead. Yeah.
And, you know, I remember that was one of the things, because they were still mad that the USS Hood had gotten sunk some 30 miles away. The aiming and the sighting on the Bismarck was so accurate, they were able to actually drop another ship about 30 miles away over their horizon, if you believe in the curvature theory. And they had all this crazy. Now, this was, how do you sight something in over the horizon? You can't see it. They didn't have all this. They didn't have space.
Now it's pretty easy.
But it wasn't easy back then.
Anyways,
but we won't go there today. Need I digress? Now, some of you are going to love what I just said. So, just if you don't know what I'm talking about, just forget it.
But you said, I'm saying we're starting to blur this line now in the United States with this. Okay, now for your protection, the National Guard's coming to every city because we have CIA assets, Afghan nationals that are living here that are killing people. So we're going to send the National Guard for your protection.
Okay. First of all, if you guys haven't paid attention yet, the entire country is run by the same group, regardless of the presidency.
That's a fact.
Now, I hate to rain on a bubble here, but that's just what happens. The Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan tells us who we're going to vote for. They give us the candidates to vote for. And I told you this years ago. You got three doors. You got the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the Independent Party. So you can vote for Satan number one, Satan number two, or Satan number three. You pick which Satan you want because they've already been picked for you. They say, well, you're saying Donald Trump's saying, I'm not saying nothing. I never mentioned his name. What I'm saying is that the people that run the planet, who control the money supply, who control almost all major industry through State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, and the bloodline families, they run and do what they want to do. We're just pawns of the game, like William Guy Carr said, his fantastic book you all need to read, Pawns of the Game, William Guy Carr. And once you understand that and you see it, you realize that we're being set up like a chessboard right now. Now we're having National Guard in every major city. That's troops on the streets, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that. These are not police officers.
Remember, this is without even riots or just cause. They're saying we're going to bring National Guard just for the heck of it for your protection because we've got Afghan nationals here that the CIA basically trained and sent over here after the
National Guard. That's Biden again.
Right. But I'm saying, what about cities that don't need the National Guard? Oh, we're coming to this for your protection. I mean, I got a real issue if we have a very low crime rate in Florida and suddenly they say, well, we'll bring National Guard to Lakeland. It's for your safety. You know, we're going to have troops walk around for your protection. I've been to Europe, and it's an occupied country all the time. Everywhere you go, there's military. I mean, it's nothing abnormal to see military driving around the street in MRAPs on a regular basis in Europe and in Germany. They do it all the time, run around.
And they carry machine guns.
Oh, yeah.
And they have attack dogs.
Yeah, they'll be riding around in MRAPs with a 240 on top, riding around like it's just another day. Right.
I told you, a year and a half ago, I was there, and that doggone dog went for that woman's throat because she put a cigarette butt out on the ground.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was literally 5 feet away from her. I couldn't believe they turned that dog. He was within 18 inches from that woman's throat, and they yanked him back. I'll give her credit, man. She didn't even panic.
The National Guard is primarily used to help out with humanitarian efforts and also to quell riots if there's an issue. That's the primary cause of them. They're not designed to be in cities for an occupied force just for a show of force.
But you got somebody like Jeffrey Epstein come in to the same group that runs the planet and get everybody on blackmail tape and you're having sex with little kids and all the other crazy crap they're involved in. You have to, at that time, you could control the government because you control both houses of Congress and you control the judiciary and you control the presidential candidates, et cetera.
It's almost like with this one little Middle Eastern country that's taking over all the social media, saying that there's certain
things. They bought
TikTok. Yeah, saying that you can't say certain things anymore. We won't allow it.
It's First Amendment.
Right. And then you have now this massive buildup of military and federal agents across the entire country. It's almost like they're poisoning it up over the next couple of years to start turning into a small concept of the UK where hate speech, open speech, any speech you want.
Germany, too.
Germany is now going to start being quelled. We need to talk to you about what you said online. You made a comment about this one country over the Middle East. We didn't know what you mean about that. Are you being racist? Are you being hateful? Are you spreading hate speech? Oh, we need to detain you now. There's a reason why they're doing this, and it's not for your protection. Now, switching gears, this is interesting now, and I did not know this. PFASs and PFOAs, the unbelievably disgusting, horrific, forever chemical that DuPont made up.
Teflon.
Teflon. Pfizer, Merck, and Roche are now asking DOJ to block the Minnesota law that's intended to regulate PFAS, is claiming the law illegally overrides federal authority and burdens lawmakers with impossible reporting rules. This is crazy to me. Environmental advocates counter that the industry wants to dodge accountability for the forever chemicals and drugs like Prozac and Lipitor.
Which, by the way, are fluoride chemicals.
Lipitor. They have PFASs in Lipitor and Prozac. I did not know this.
Look, you see this? Polyfluoro? That's fluorine. That's
yes.
Fluoride.
These are forever chemicals. They're, what, 6 or 8 hex carbon. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's insane. They don't ever break down. It's a class synthetic chemicals used to make products resistant to heat, grease, oil, water. The statute, and I give Minnesota this, the strongest of its kind in the United States, banned chemicals across 11 categories from cookware to textile furnishings in Minnesota. Beginning in July 26, the state will require manufacturers to report all presence of PFASs in their products, and starting in 2032, prohibit companies from selling any product.
That's actually a good law.
It's a great law. I agree with this, because this stuff is unbelievably toxic. It causes significant birth defects and increased risk of cancer. It says the goal, according to basically Minnesota, is to protect human health, the environment, and taxpayer dollars. However, this is crazy now. The Pharmaceutical Working Group is saying in Prozac and Lipitor, they're considered PFASs under definition. Wait, what?
Yep.
They're forever chemicals mm-hmm. in pharmaceutical drugs? It says, although medical devices and drugs regulated by the FDA are exempt from the eventual sale ban, companies will need to disclose detailed information about each product in the amount and purpose of the PFAS's compound used.
That's why they took Florida out of the water in Florida, because they said they're drugging the population.
Yeah.
Just now, to mention that.
Now, Pfizer is pitching a fit because they're saying, we don't want to have to tell people that this has PFAS's in it and the amount that's in it and the purpose of it. It's not even, they can still sell the drug in Minnesota. They have to explain to the population why they're poisoning them. That's the problem that they're mad about. This is always something you got to watch these pharmaceutical companies when they actually get called due and they have to report on what they're doing.
Massively reduces IQ.
Oh, it decreases fertility, mm-hmm. causes cancer. Watch the movie Dark Waters. You can hardly ever find it anywhere. It was a great movie. It's a dark movie, hence the name. But it never took off. The pharmaceutical companies tried to suppress that movie so much on there. So be aware of this stuff. Always do your research before going on these pharmaceutical drugs, my friends. I promise you, a lot of times, most of these drugs, in most cases, they're unneeded. Statins in general, I mean, I tell people don't touch those with a 10-foot pole. Don't touch them. Statins, stay away from them, man. Those are like the hell drug. They brew that up in the seventh layer of hell, well, Dante's Inferno.
Well, then they say, God, we can't keep this stuff down here. We can't shove it.
It's poisoning hell. Get rid of it. Dump it on Earth.
Oh, by the way, a little bit of light candy here now. The Knicks star, good basketball player, not real bright, was robbed of $185,000 worth of watches at a New York City hotel.
Woo!
Now, listen to this. I can't even believe you did this. Okay, New York City star Josh Hart had $185,000 of stash of watches and jewelry stolen from a Soho hotel room where he'd been staying earlier this year, the Post has learned. The heist unfolded after Hart, 30 years old, dropped off his duffel bag. Don't even begin.
With the watches in it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
At the Dominic Hotel, Soho, around noon, September the 5th, and returned by an hour later, his watch case is missing, Mossad cop said. The case held 3 watches and 1 bracelet worth a total of $185,000. So what you do is you take a duffel bag that's completely got a zipper on it, probably doesn't have a lock on it. You throw it in the doggone lobby and say, here, watch my bag. And somebody goes in it and steals it. You know, probably what he should have done, unless $185,000 is completely insignificant to him, he should have actually walked in and said, hey, look, I've got something I need to have you lock up in the vault for me real quick.
Or go to the room and put it in the safe in the room.
If there's a safe in the room, yeah. But don't just be throwing a duffel bag out in the lobby.
Not that expensive.
Unbelievable.
Watches, man.
The Dominic will soon be rebranded as Delano Soho New York Luxury Condo Hotel after investment management firm Kane bought it. The hotel room heist came just a day after the gusty, and after a gusty 87-year-old man fought off a brazen pair who tried to rip him off of his $48,000 Rolex outside of the senior center. You know,
it just sounds
okay,
like it's a mess.
I gotta stop. Okay, look, if you're 89 years old and you're wearing a Rolex that's worth $50,000, you might want to consider not wearing it in public when you go to a place like this. I'm just saying,
especially
right?
If there's no security and everybody's known for getting their watches ripped off there. Golly.
Or maybe you need to hire security. If you can wear a $50,000 watch, put a guy there with you. Have him walk behind you, and that way you look cool. You look cool. Look at me. I got my watch on. I got my security
have
guy behind
black,
me.
All black suit like John Wick.
Yeah. You know, you'd have, and just say, make sure the guy's at least 2 meters tall, about 6'6", 6'7", and, you know, have him walk all black. And, you know, and have them shadow you about 3 feet behind you. And if you really want to look cool, get 2 of them. Put one on both sides. and say, look at me, I've got a watch on. Probably, why don't you try to take
probably
it?
Probably won't get robbed at that point.
No. But if you got that kind of money and you're going to run around New York City, you know, and you're 87 years old.
It's New York City.
Like, you might want to just chill out a little bit on the fancy watch. You're lucky they didn't beat you half to death and leave you for dead.
Well, I got a funny story.
What story?
I got a funny story. You guys are going to like this. Gay Day at Disney.
Oh, this is great. This is
being
great.
Matched by a MAGA invasion on the same day now.
Now, this is in California.
This is in California, in Anaheim. We don't get to find out about the theater down here in Florida. This, I thought this was in Florida at first, and I would have liked to have watched this debacle. I really would have. I saw stuff on it. I just started laughing. So there's 805 Patriots. And they're calling it a MAGA invasion. It's a peaceful protest, or peaceful. They're going there to Disney. And, of course, at the same time, you have one of the giant Gay Day parades that they're going to. So here's a big Disneyland MAGA invasion, Saturday, February 28th. Book your Disneyland tickets now. Now, I got to say, this is a brilliant marketing strategy for Disney to allow this to go on. Because it's going to get a ton of publicity, and you're going to get more people that are going to make money.
I mean, we're talking about it, and we don't like Disney.
I don't even like Disney, but I thought it was funny. Patriots in the Park. I can't come up with anything. It says, please no flags in the park, but wear your Patriots in the Park t-shirt and a red MAGA hat.
I remember years ago, I had my niece come down from Birmingham.
Yeah.
Okay, and we got her some tickets to Disney World, and she went over there. She took our kids because they had that passes 20 years ago. And, of course, it's Queer Day.
Yeah, of course.
It was really Queer Day. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Well, I find this humorous, though, and I like it because, you know, you get these groups that got to be so flamboyant and express themselves at Disney and show how gay they are, which that's the right, I guess. It's obnoxious, but it's okay. So the Patriots want to come in and show how much of MAGA supporters they are, which is exactly within their range of rights as well. I just find it funny they're doing it on the same time. This is just going to be funny. So some bubblegum for the brain today on that one. Give you guys a good little laugh. There's also another article, too, here I wanted to cover. This is interesting. This is kind of sad. I don't like this, but it's happening. VW, Volkswagen, aims to cut development costs in half with new made-in-China car. Volkswagen is going to start putting a manufacturing facility in China to build their electric cars and cut the cost in half.
Why don't they cut the stupid electric cars out, Austin? This is ridiculous.
Oh, that's too hard to do. You couldn't possibly do that because, I don't know, maybe nobody's buying them. You go to the dealerships around here, Ford especially. They're like, they don't know what to do with the F-150 Lightnings. That's why they stopped making them. They're done.
Full of them, yeah.
Their whole dealership's full of them. They've got these giant rebates. They're dumping them at cost. They're dumping them below cost. Everybody's like, nah, that's a hard pass, bro. My $85,000 platinum F-150 EV is going to be worth $40,000 next year.
$2,000 a month lease.
Yeah. And they're dropping. Everybody knows it's about a 50% depreciation the first year with an EV. So if it's a $100,000 Tesla, it's $50,000 the next year, and then it cuts in half again. It goes to $25,000 the next year. So
unless you have to go to the Tesla dealership, they'll give you more for it.
They will give you a little bit more.
But now
for it.
They won't even take that doggone dumpster on trade anymore.
The Tesla, a Cybertruck?
They won't take it.
They massively overproduced that truck. It had such a big following, and people were paying addendums for it, which boggled my mind.
Can you believe that?
Addendums, bro. $150,000, $200,000 for a Cybertruck. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't, please don't do that. Now you go online, they're everywhere for like $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
I've got one of my friends, he bought it. We warned him not to buy a Tesla, and he bought it and came down here all braggy about it. And now he's all pissed off at me and Austin because we said something about it on the show.
It is what it is. I mean, you make your own choice with vehicles, but now it really makes me wonder the quality control as well as far as VW. I mean, the problem is once the EPA got their little claws sunk into Volkswagen with that stupid diesel fine for, what, $28
billion,
and they had to raise all that cash to pay that fine.
They got sold off to the Bloodline.
That was 100% BlackRock theater that they did to them. 100%, you're going to pay your dues. We're going to own you. There's nothing you're going to do
people
about
who put, the people who took down Building 7 are the people who did that.
They want to take Volkswagen over. And they have now. And now they're going to start producing their EVs in China, which I don't even know why anybody wants those anymore. And here's the funny thing. Where are we supposed to charge these? They say now we don't have the infrastructure to power all the AI data centers.
These moves come as Volkswagen continues to cut costs in Germany, where high production expenses and weak European demand for EVs, I will add, have led to a plan to reduce its domestic workforce by 35,000 by 2030. And you know the crazy part about this? I just pulled up an article on this, and it says that people have had enough of these unbelievably expensive vehicles, and everybody's going in now and buying stuff that's 2 and 3 years old.
Oh, yeah. I've told you that. The depreciation curve on
those. You just bought an SUV for two years old.
Yeah, 2 years old.
Because you still got full factory warranty.
Yep.
You get it with low miles on it. You buy it for 40% off the retail price, and then your depreciation curve doesn't go down that
well. So
hard
you
anymore.
Look at it. So like you look at like the new Tahoes now are like $95,000.
Crazy,
it's insane. Well, you buy one like 2 years old, you can pick it up for like $50,000-$55,000. And it's still under factory warranty. It's still a really nice vehicle. It still drives really good. You get the diesel if you can get a hold of it. It gets like 27, 28 miles a gallon. You can still haul the kids in it. But everybody's getting that price fatigue because all the manufacturers
pushed the prices
up.
Well, they're at $1,500 a month car payment, Austin.
Yeah.
How do you pay that?
I remember back in 2017, 2018, when the F-250 Platinum came out, I won the diesel, I won the new 6.7. And you could get like $10,000 or $12,000 off sticker. If I'm not mistaken, I bought that truck. It was stickered out for like $70,000. I bought it for like $58,000.
I remember that.
It was platinum, loaded up. $58,000. I mean, I could haul anything, tow anything, pull any boat with it. And now you go look at a new platinum, they're over $100,000. I mean, they've almost doubled in purchase price in the last seven, eight years.
Well, the problem that you've run into now is you used to could trade a diesel truck in for $4,000 or $5,000.
You could.
A year.
I was saying, when I was trading the truck in, I got $55,000 for it. I lost $3,000 in 2 years.
Well, no, but you don't. Now I don't like that anymore. Now, if you're trading every year, you're going to be $17,000 to $25,000 a year because the cost, people can't afford to make the payments on them, and so they don't want the new ones. They want to use one at a decent price, so they're having to put less and less into trades.
Yep.
And people are just getting burned. Oh, by the way, just to talk about that little country in the Middle East that we can't bring up. Israeli police are accused of executing more people and more Palestinians in the street. Footage shows two men shot at close range after surrendering in the West Bank standoff. Israeli forces have been accused of executing two Palestinian men. Footage captured by two Israeli border police officers shooting the pair dead. They killed them at a close range in Jenin after they emerged from a building with their hands in the air. The Israeli Defense Force said the incident was under review. Of course it is. But let's pretend like it didn't happen and gaslight everybody. So the incident was under review, but the two men were terrorists. Of course they were terrorists. Of course they were. Who had earlier attacked his forces. You don't know that. Their bodies were detained by Israeli security forces, and they were later named as, it's hard to pronounce. And General Elazia, the IDF's chief of staff, has now ordered an investigation into the incident. Military officials reportedly said the footage was very difficult to watch. Okay, here's the problem. Israel did this. We got two guys clinging to the side of a boat that we just destroyed. The United States does. Just get everybody frosted up a little bit for a second. And all of a sudden, you got two guys in the water that are begging for their life. Well, they're no longer...
They don't even know what happened.
They're no longer a threat. They're probably completely and totally just disoriented.
Shrapneled out.
Okay?
I mean...
And okay, yeah. And Hexus goes, okay, no survivors. Hit them with another drone. Hit them with another strike.
Yeah.
Okay, now what's the difference between that and shooting in the street and it was Israel?
Less public perception that's negative, I guess.
Well, they sure got out with Hegstead, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because nobody wants to just kill helpless people.
Well, and the problem is what's happened now in Israel is pretty much has always been like this. They have no enforced rules of engagement, meaning they have no enforceability with it. IDF soldiers have no rules of engagement as far as they're enforced. They have stuff on the books, but nothing's enforced, meaning it doesn't matter if somebody's surrendering. They can execute them.
The men exited a building surrounded by armed forces by the IDF before lifting up their shirts to show that they're not armed. Lying on the ground in apparent surrender, hands above their head, and they took them behind the building and they just basically machine gunned them.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty
it's just outright extrajudicial killing and blatant violation of international humanitarian law. So when does that stop Israel anyhow? Because nobody's going to do anything to Israel because we're their big brother. The incident was also criticized in Israel. The Jerusalem correspondent for the Daily Newspaper said that there's no universe in which this is not murder. The IDF and police said the two men were wanted individuals who had carried out terror activities. So it gives you the right just to kill them.
Right. Well, remember, it doesn't matter if they were or they weren't. IDF just says whatever they want. They've had more people die that have been detained, Palestinians that have been detained by IDF, than in any recent time. They've had 98 detainees that are Palestinians die in custody, and they say, well, we don't know how they keep dying. Well, they keep torturing them and electrocuting them and burning them and urinating on them and raping them and doing all types of sadistic. You can look it up. The UN is completely and totally open about this, and everybody ignores it. Well, it's our greatest ally. They're our greatest ally. We have to accept everything they do.
The only reason this has happened is because of the baby boomers. Now, I'm going to fuss at you guys for a second.
They won't talk about it.
No.
Your gen won't talk about this.
You know, listen to me. I'm going to fuss for a second. Everybody born from like 1955 to 1945 to 1965, you have been completely brainwashed by the Scofield Reference Bible. If you're going to churches and you're going to these big churches that promote Israel. The other day I had a friend of mine said, oh, I'm going to this church over in Lakeland. I love it. Best church I've ever been to. Now, you know the pastor there. used to work for the other big company, that big, those pastors in Tampa that were okay. criminals. And he goes, I love this place. And I said, they're pro-Israelis.
Yeah, hardcore.
And he goes, oh, I know. I said, why would you possibly support that?
They hate Christ.
Yeah, so the problem is they get the baby boomers in here because they've been brainwashed to the Scofield Reference Bible, and because a lot of pastors and a lot of people who are promoting this rapture theology, including Billy Graham, just thought I'd mention him. Now you guys send me nasty letters. Basically, we're pushing this agenda, and so what ends up happening is everybody wants to support Israel because it's supposed to make us get blessed. How's that working for us, our blessings, by the way? Just thought I'd mention that. And secondly, they want to create the rapture now to get off the planet now to bring Jesus back and the Antichrist down now so the whole planet can be destroyed so they can sit up in the heavenly grandstands and applaud while they watch everybody die. My version of Christianity doesn't include that. My version of Christianity is I think God should wait as long as he possibly can so that more can be saved. That's what I think we should do, and not support a Middle Eastern country that have gay parades with 450,000 people in attendance, that have bestiality brothels and everything else in downtown Tel Aviv. Why don't we just avoid supporting that kind of country that likes to take their prisoners out back and blow their brains out with machine guns after they surrender with their hands up? Or maybe we don't need to be shooting unarmed people clinging to a life raft or debris from a wreckage so there'd be no prisoners, nobody to talk. See, what happens is when you have people that are prisoners and they want to talk, they want to say, we weren't running drugs, we were fishing.
Or, yeah, we were running dope. Our CIA contractors told us to run this. You told us where to meet you guys.
And you told us it would have clear channel, we wouldn't get shot.
Yeah. There's something that's happened that's gotten very strange about these Venezuelan boats and then publicly showing this stuff. So I talked to my one contractor buddy about it well, and he said this is something that's been unprecedented, how blatantly open we are about it and how there is no specific threat. They're saying, well, they're narco-terrorists. They have dope on the boat. Okay, got it. They shouldn't be running dope. Board them with the U.S. Navy. That's what the U.S. Navy is for. Arrest them. Bring them to trial in the United States. Find out what's going on and figure out how to basically convict them of a crime that they're involved in. This is the problem that I have with this. Is there's no conviction. There's no actual crime we're seeing. There's just, we deem it so.
Did you know you can stand on the shoreline of the ocean? Total subject change.
Oh, gosh,
we're going to go something lighter.
Dude, it's Tuesday.
You can stand on the shoreline. I've seen it. I mean, I wanted to try it one time. And, you know, you guys, you can see about 10 miles out. And they say the curvature goes down. You know, if you go out there with a telescope or with a high-lens camera that could zoom in like 60-fold, you know, you could zoom in at about 80 miles out and see ships. Explain that, how that works for me. I'd like to know how you do that because it should be down way under the curvature. Let me know what you think about that one. And now I got this one buddy. We call him Flat Earth Dave. He's so funny. Gosh. He sends me these texts. I've got to come on the show. And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. But, you know, but he's a great guy. In fact, I invited him to my Christmas party.
Oh, did you?
So it shows up. By the way, the U.S. government has hid. This is my segue into that. The U.S. government has hid UFO encounters for 80 years. Military whistleblowers say, high-ranking military and intelligence whistleblowers allege that an 80-year government cover-up of recovered craft, non-human remains, and withheld flying saucer data. Congressional pressure grows amid disputed claims. Pentagon denies extraterrestrial evidence. Such liars. While lawmakers and advocates demand full disclosure. In a segment that feels ripped from a science fiction thriller, but grounded in sworn testimonies from top military, how about Majestic 12, Fox News anchor Beat Bear dove headfirst into the murky world of the UFOs on Friday's report. What unfolded wasn't another round of grainy cockpit footage. There was plenty of that, but a chilling narrative of alleged government secrecy stretching back 8 decades. You know, I covered this in Angel Wars, and I go into detail with this on Angel Wars. And what we're having is repeated disclosures, Austin.
They're soft disclosures.
Okay, so let me say this to you. The Bible discloses it thousands of years ago. You can read the book of Ezekiel. This is not something that's new here. So don't get all messed up in the brain because suddly you think there's a UFO.
You know, why is it, and I'm curious about this, why is it that they don't just come out? They've done this so many times, these soft disclosures. Why in the world don't they just come out and just be open about it and be like, yeah, we know, we're dealing with it?
Because they don't want the blowback because they're, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm going to go here.
Don't go too deep in Alice in Wonderland.
No, we're not going to go. We're not going to go down the rabbit hole too far. But here's the thing. Everything they tell us is a lie.
That's a fact. Okay? We know that now.
Gravity is a lie. The whole thing about gravity is more of an electromagnetic field.
Well, I don't know. I used to race motocross. Gravity was pretty real when I hit.
And you broke that ankle. I remember that.
A lot of stuff.
But, you know, it's an electromagnetic field.
Please explain this, because I want to make sure when he says gravity, you guys don't say, well, gravity isn't real. I'm going to go jump off the roof because Ted said gravity isn't real.
No, it's very, you will fall.
No, that's what I'm saying. Let me clarify that.
There's an electromagnetic field, and they can counter the electromagnetic field, make objects
anti-gravity, yeah. Right. Okay. But gravity is real. Don't go jump off the roof and say that.
I would call electromagnetic field that we call gravity.
There you go.
But
okay.
It's very, very real.
It's very real.
You step off a 10-story building, you can have a really negative experience.
Okay. Yeah, okay? Clarify
for a few
that.
Seconds, anyhow, then it's over. But the reality is that everything they've told us, including the formation of the planet, including the shape of the Earth, I'm letting you know that because I don't believe we're flat, but I don't believe we're a round ball either. Everything they've told us is a lie. And if they don't include physics constants in the calculations, nothing works. The math doesn't math, period. So everything's a lie because they don't want us to know that the United States is special, that the Earth is special, that our planet is special, and it's not really what you would call a planet. It's more of a realm. They don't want us to know any of this stuff. And when they start disclosing certain things, it unfolds, and it shows that God is real and that we were put here for a reason and that we're here, as I discussed in Angel Wars, for a very specific purpose. And they don't want us talking about this and disclosing this. They want us to believe that we came from monkeys. Well, I've got a question to ask you. If you started off as an amoeba, okay, in the law of entropy and physics, nothing wants to get better. It wants to get worse. You put a car out in the field, it gets rusty and it rots and it rusts. The other day we looked at a boat trailer for some boat that was really old. The boat trailer was rusted. The tires were flat. Everything was, the whole thing, the boards rotted off of it. It didn't become a shinier boat trailer. The elements destroyed the boat trailer. Human beings didn't evolve from animals. We are devolving right now because of what they're doing to our DNA with mRNA shots and the poison they're putting into our food supply. We were created in the image of God Almighty. That's who we are. That's what we were created in, his image. They don't want us to know that. They think we came from monkeys. So here's my question for all of you people who believe that we came from monkeys. If monkeys wanted to be humans, why are there still monkeys?
There you go. If that's the way evolution worked, still have way too many monkeys on Earth.
What the heck are you thinking? It doesn't work that way. The genetics don't allow that to happen. But we are different. That's why they lie to us about the UFOs, Austin.
Okay.
Because it brings us back to God. It brings us back to creation. It brings us back to Jesus. It brings us back to the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ. It brings us back to the fact that we get infused with the Holy Spirit. It brings us back to the fact that when we pray, we create scalar energy fields that change the fabric of space-time. It brings us back to that. They don't want us to know that. So they're going to keep us away from all of that as long as they can. They don't want to know that most of these alien spaceships are from Antarctica and that they've been locked in our planet as prison planet Earth because they were fallen angel technology. They don't want us to know that. It brings us to a whole different realm of why are there stairwells going down into the ice in Antarctica, like Admiral Byrd discovered. They don't want us to know any of this stuff because if we disclose it, then all of a sudden they got to come back and say, hey, we lied to you for 80 years. You know, we're truly made in the image of God Almighty. Jesus Christ was real, and we're scared to death of him because he created the heavens and the earth. And when you call on his name, he might show up, and we're terrified. Just thought I'd mention that. The Satan group that runs the planet doesn't want disclosure, Austin, because it discloses who they are. That's why they won't tell us. I could do a whole sermon right now, but I'm not going to do it.
Do you think down there in Antarctica, they have like the xenomorphs aliens down there?
I got the feeling they got some pretty crazy. You know, I talked to Rush Dizdar one time. I interviewed him on the Power.
Those are pretty gnarly. Machine guns do handle them, though.
Rush told me there's four or five or six different types of these things running around that are not just one type. And of course, notice that Rush, I was talking to Austin the other day. You know how many people are gone now in the last 5 or 6 years? A lot of the people that the Patriots are out there telling the truth are gone. They used, COVID to kill a whole bunch of people.
COVID was a whole military op, dude. Because remember, and I tried to explain this to everybody. The shot was the bioweapon. The SARS-CoV-2, we figured out long ago what they did as far as it was a type of flu. They weaponized it. But that wasn't the bioweapon. The bioweapon was the shot and all the different variations and forms they had of it. Why do you think it started allegedly changing so quickly and you start to have these new variants every single month of different COVID variants? The shot was causing this to happen because every single one they had, there were different batches with different compounds in them. It was a gigantic military experiment that basically Big Pharma was a spearhead on. That's it. Once you do the research, once you realize what it was,
as they bring us closer to the Matrix, they are now giving AI influencers. Now, these are AI. These are not real people.
These AI are, influencers. Yeah. Okay.
They're all over TikTok now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all over, you know, everything.
They're not real.
No, they're giving them personalities and backstories and even helping them make bad, ill-advised decisions so they seem like real people. And they put real pictures of these. This is an AI.
She's got good abs.
Well, she looks good. She looks great. And so they
made AI. That's completely AI generated. That's crazy.
No, she has her own history, her own backstory. Everybody knows who her family is, where she was gone, where she was raised now.
It's a total lie.
No, everything's a lie.
It's a giant lie.
Well, no, because they want to have the ability to bring all these AI people in and make them look real and make them have their own following. Why? Because nobody wants to be in reality anymore. Everybody wants to be in the Matrix now. If everything's a lie, why not do this too?
Well, then you got to think about the next step on this. If you get these AI...
Totally fake.
Well, the thing is, if you have this, though, too, what it allows them to do, it allows them to use these AI influencers to influence everybody else's behavior mm-hmm. that follows them much more effectively than regular influencers, because regular influencers still have lives. They still have reality they have to deal with. They can put their public perception on social media, but this, you make it perceived anything you want.
She has contracts with major manufacturing brands and clothing lines now.
Are you serious? That's crazy. So she's going to be in ads.
She is in ads.
She doesn't exist. She's AI.
But remember, though, they don't have to pay all the royalties and all the other things.
That's true.
They can renegotiate. And it's funny, I was showing this when it kicked off. Screen went blank. I was about to read you all the advertisers where they use her now.
You know, and they talked, too, about trying to make movies with these AIs. The problem is I don't think they'll ever be able to get AI to be engaged as some of these actors are when you have movies like Last of the Mohicans and stuff where you actually have real, true, interactive movies that are really just incredible. You know, the what's that other one with Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Legend of the Fall. I don't think they'll ever be able to get AI to have that type of personality as far as in films.
Rich, do we still have internet?
I got internet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Boy, they have my whole thing has gotten zapped out over here.
You said something you were supposed to.
When I started talking about fake AIs and all the advertising they're doing now.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to remember, you know, when you've got a group of people out there that are running the planet, they don't want you to know the truth.
Well, they don't. And that's
why. The truth will set you free.
That's why, again, you saw how aggressive it gets during COVID when they went in and they started shutting everybody's accounts down. And that's why, again, I appreciate the support from our Health Masters listeners. I appreciate all the support you gave us through COVID. A lot of people were actually wanting to wake up and they're asking us questions. And the emails that we got was off the charts. And so a lot of you guys have been with us since then and before then, and I appreciate that constant support. That's why we try to do what we can for you guys to do some of these big sales, cut the margins down, get the products out there, get y'all healthier. I mean, when you go in and you start cutting out, you know, the energy drinks and the Red Bull and the Monsters and all that crap, and you replace them with this, everybody I know that has done it is shocked by how much better they feel. They're shocked. They're like, gosh, I feel great.
2 or 3 days.
Great. My gut doesn't hurt. I don't have as much brain fog. I'm not crashing. I'm like, because you're putting the nutrients in your body. I've used the analogy before from a Motorhead standpoint. If you saved up your money and you go buy a really nice brand new C8 or a used C8 or whatever you buy, and you're really excited. This
What's a C8?
Corvette.
Oh, there you go. They wouldn't know that.
Well, Motorhead's got it. Or Z06. I mean, that's C8 Z06. Like, you go buy it. The first thing you do, you're not going to go to the gas station and say, oh, my gosh, 93 octane. That's way too expensive. You got 87. 87 is too expensive. I want the cheapest ethanol-infused sludge you have in the back that you don't even want to put in a lawnmower. That's the fuel I'm going to put in my Z06 because, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to put crap inside of it. You would never do that. Nobody.
It will run awful.
It will run awful.
If it runs.
If it runs. It's going to be gummed up. It's going to run horrible. What do you think it does to your body? And your body is way more important than a car is in a Z06. You go put sludge and junk in your body, and you wonder why it's running horrible, why it's misfiring, why it's detuned. And you feel bad all the time. You can't accelerate. Look at what you're putting in the gas tank. Look at what you're fueling your body with. And that's why we have so many different products. That's why we're here at Health Masters to answer your questions. That's why we do what we do. And if you guys need anything, make sure you also check out The Brower Show. If you enjoy these shows, make sure you like, subscribe on the platforms that we're on. Leave reviews on the product. And please, by all means, if you want more updates, sign up for the weekly updates on our newsletter. Sign up for The Brower Show and Health Masters. You'll get the sales and specials right to your email. And you'll get The Brower Show every single day. today, right to your email, so you can forward it, watch it, send it out, do everything you can with it to keep people informed. So I appreciate you, my friends. You need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Cyber21 coupon code. Use it on as many purple stick boxes as you want. No cap on it. You guys have fun with that. Let me know if you need anything else, and we'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
Until we run out of purple sticks.
Well,
you guys buy them all.
I'm never running out of purple sticks. I'm not leaving.
Hey, I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Thanks for your prayer. Thanks for your support. And always remember, Jesus is the reason for this season, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes.
And that this is the day the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and we'll be glad at it, even if we get caught in bad traffic. We're riding with Austin. Hey, I love you guys.